We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat, so we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton. Today's episode is really the reason I started this podcast, this topic, because as a declutter coach, so I physically go into women's homes and I help them declutter stuff. There is really only so much I can do. And at the end of the day, if they don't have God in their life, nothing is ever going to be perfect enough. I cannot get rid of enough clutter. I cannot organize things perfectly enough if they're lacking this Bible verse. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. And this podcast episode was actually inspired by the last budget meeting that I had. I do the monthly Q&As, and if you're not signed up for those, I would encourage you to sign up for those because we do talk about budgets all the time. People come with their questions and concerns, but you'll oftentimes hear conversations from other Catholic women and especially women that are also out there listening to this podcast. So you're going to meet like-minded women when you come to these groups, and I always get inspired. So the conversation turned last time to, you know, like, hey, do you guys always feel like you have to do this first or you have to buy this and make it kind of like perfect before you can actually like get started on the task? And I thought, wow, I see this so often when I work with women in their homes. So if it's coming up as a conversation and I'm seeing it in my clients, I'm sure it's going to hit home for you guys as well. So tell me if this resonates with you. Before you do anything, you feel like you have to kind of get it perfect. Okay. So like you get the prompting of the Holy Spirit to homeschool your kids. All right. This is a pretty extreme example, but let's say you're getting prompted to homeschool your kids and you're like, you know what? It's just the school system that we're part of is just not working. We want to raise our children in a different way. So you're being called to homeschool. But before you homeschool, you're like, okay, but first I have to like have the perfect classroom in the house so I can homeschool. Okay, so we got that room all situated. Now I just need like the perfect curriculum. So I'm going to research all the different curriculum that I could possibly use to homeschool the kids. Okay, I did all that. Now I have to order all the things. Ooh, but now I have to organize it somehow. So I got to like buy the perfect cubbies and I have to buy the perfect folders. And oh, you know what? How can I make this really cute? I know each kid will have a color. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Each kid will have a color. Meanwhile, your kid's like 15, 16 years old. The years are ticking by and you've never actually done what God has called you to do, which is homeschool your child. Okay. And that's just like an extreme example. But how many other areas in our lives does this happen where we feel like we need to make it just so? Like, oh, I have to buy this thing or organize it this way before I can get started. Some of the other things I've seen in just my group of friends or in clients that I've worked with is like, you know, I did YouTube before this and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to like figure out how to do this. And it's a big learning curve to figure out how to do YouTube. But then when I wanted to do a podcast, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to just sign up for a course. And so a lot of my friends that I have met throughout this, you know, online journey here, it's like we're constantly looking for the right course or or constantly looking for the right coach that's going to like solve all of our problems. And it's like, okay, well, I got to find the right coach or the right course before I can get started on what God's calling me to do. And like, okay, now I got to finish the course before I do what God's calling me to do. And okay, I got the course down. And now like, oh, before I can start the podcast, I think I really need a website. So now I got to, you know, either hire somebody to do that or I need to research it and do it myself. And oh, now I'm going to need professional photography and the font has to be just perfect. If you guys could see the Facebook group I'm in on podcasters and the conversations about font and the colors, it's unbelievable. It's like, just get started. You know, like it doesn't have to be perfect. Just do what God's calling you to do, you know, and there's things down to, you know, I think so many times we're inspired by Instagram and Pinterest, but at the same time, they can really hold us back. You know, like if you're being called to feed your family healthier, but you're like, okay, before I can feed everyone healthy, I have to first grow my own food. And then everything has to be in perfectly organized and beautiful mason jars. And I'm going to need open shelving because if I don't have open shelving, who's going to see all these beautiful mason jars? And oh yes, I think I'm going to have to just redo my entire wardrobe because I'm going to need everything to be off-white and navy blue, but an aged French country look. Yes, I'm going to have to wear that before I can actually make meals for my family. And oh, okay, before I can budget, I have to make sure I have every single expense I have ever transacted in my life, and I have to make sure everything is perfect before I can start budgeting. And oh, and I'm going to have to updo my filing cabinets because I'm going to need them to be color-coded. And, you know, I can't even think about getting on a budget before everything is perfect, perfect, perfect. Meanwhile, you're going deeper into debt. Meanwhile, your family's eating chips and frozen chicken nuggets every night because you're too caught up in the perfection of it all, you know, and there's things that are even more personal that I've seen my friends struggle with. And that's like that infamous number on that little machine that you probably keep in your bathroom. And there's numbers that go back and forth. And there's a little red line that tells you what that number is. And so many times women put all their self-worth into that stupid number. And they're like, until that little line lands on this number, I can't love myself or I can't feel beautiful. And these are all the things. I mean, some of them are extreme examples. And you can hire a trainer to get you to that number. You can hire an organizer to make your kitchen perfect. You can hire a friend that's already got a homeschooling classroom that's perfect and organized and her kids are just like doing awesome. But you have to eventually say yes and step into the role that God's calling you to do and do what he's calling you to do. Okay, so this also leads me to, you know, some of the other Bible passages where Jesus is calling his disciples. And I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but like when he calls you to do something, they just go. They're not like, okay, wait, like even Matthew, you know, like the tax collector, he's not like, okay, Jesus, well, yeah, all right, I'll go with you. But first, I've got to clean up this table. I was in the middle of doing these taxes and, you know, there's some money here I've got to deal with. No, he just goes. Same with the fishermen, with Peter and Simon. They're not like, well, all right, first we have to like help our dad, like put the nets away. We got to roll them up and we have to mend them. No, they're like, he's like, come with me. And they're like, they throw down their nets and they just go. And that's what you're probably being called to do every single day. Every day. Whether you work outside the home or you're a full-time homemaker inside the home or you're doing a combination of both, every minute of your day, you're being called to do something by God. And he's not asking you for perfection because he doesn't call the perfect. He calls us where we are and he will hone the skills that you need, whether it's by putting you through a little bit of fire so that he can hone you, or bringing you the right people gently in your life so he can lead you this way or that. But until you like throw down your nets and take up your cross, you're never going to be happy. it brings me to the other Bible verse I was thinking about, John 4, the woman at the well. And if you were at a mass this past weekend where they had the RCIA candidates, you heard the woman at the well gospel instead of the other gospel. And, you know, you probably know the woman at the well story where he says, you know, this water is going to make you thirsty again. But the water that I give you, you'll never be thirsty again. And that's a thing. Nothing on this earth is going to quench your thirst. You can't buy the perfect bin, basket, or container. You can't buy the perfect label maker or the right markers or the right Sharpie. There is nothing that's going to make you feel like your thirst is quenched until you realize that that can only come from God. So before you head out to the container store, before you head out to buy another course, before you head out to buy another folder, or you spend the entire afternoon organizing, seek first the kingdom of God. Spend your time with Him instead of on these worldly things. And when He calls you to do something, throw down your nets and go. Have a great day. I will see you on Saturday for a 5-minute declutter with me. Take care. Thanks.